and a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, if you can manage to make it through the day without giving away over $800,000 to a guy claiming to be Brad Pitt, then you're doing okay.
Oh, why are we giving that? God, that, wow, that is a lot of money. $850,000?
Listen, she's not even that old. 53-year-old woman in France.
Oh, no, no.
Now, oh, listen, no, no. So I guess the scammer first pretended to be Brad's mom.
And was like, you're not going to say no to Brad's mom.
Honey, you're exactly the woman that my son needs.
Oh, my goodness.
Then,
oh, no, no.
Then received messages from, quote, fake Brad saying, hey, I hear my mom reached out to you. And this went on for a year and a half. She received messages and photos that were doctored courtesy of AI.
Oh, wow.
And
yeah,
listen,
like,
and listen,
in a some, hospital
listen,
gown in
some
hospital.
Of the photos that have been released from this, it is like an obvious Photoshop of.
Not to this woman, though.
I mean, it's
nope,
like.
That's proof.
Taking photo, you know, it's like those memes where people say, some may say it's Photoshopped. I mean, this is what it looks like. Someone photoshopping Brad Pitt into a stock photo of a hospital operating room, you know?
It's like they just put his head on a body and she's like, nope, those are receipts.
Yeah. So then,
that's true.
Then, you know, the fake Brad started sending her poems and marriage proposals saying, oh, you're the woman I need. And
did
then
she like think to ask like all the juicy questions like tell me what really happened with you and Angelina, you know, on that plane?
So
like, what caused you guys to break up? Like, I would start probing.
So then fake Brad claimed, you know what, I've got something bad to tell you, got kidney cancer.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm gonna need money for treatment because, you know what, thanks to the divorce from Angelina, all my accounts are frozen.
Yeah, maybe it's just like, you know what? She's taking me to the cleaners. I need you.
I
need you now.
And so then she's like, this.
Oh, no.
She even admitted this didn't seem right.
Oh, trust your instincts.
And then,
listen, Brad has not been hiding. He's been out there promoting projects. He's been, like, if you look at all online, you could have seen he was out and about doing
so
lots of things.
So she's not, I guess, very big into social media, she admits.
Yeah.
And she said, so, you know, she thought this didn't seem right, but she could be saving a life. So tug at her heart.
No.
She transferred money to a Turkish account.
Oh, wow.
And then realized she was scammed when she saw the real Brad Pitt with his girlfriend
that's
out
been
and about.
Too.
And she was like, hey, he's not in a hospital with kidney cancer.
Nope, looks pretty healthy.
So then, obviously, the ramifications of that, not only was, you know, she thinking of divorcing her millionaire husband for Brad,
but
she had to be hospitalized for depression. I mean, this obviously sent her into a spiral, like, what the heck? Why would they have chosen me?
Yes.
I didn't do anything to anybody. I didn't do anything to these people. They deserve the worst that's coming to them, and no one knows if these scammers have actually been caught. But this is yet another example. Can Kelly and I yell it loud enough?
Apparently not. They're not hearing it in France.
No one. No, listen. And honestly, like with the things that are happening right now and celebrities' homes being affected,
this is going to this is going to amp up big
you
time.
Know,
this
my,
is an opportunity
I know,
for scammers all over.
I know. So be vigilant. Only donate to reputable places if you want to do that. And know that no individual celebrity is going to reach out to you and say, hey, Kelly, It's Ryan Reynolds.
No.
My house has been affected.
Nope.
I could really use a couple dollars right now.
No. Sorry.
I don't have any money.
I will send T's and P's.
T's and P's only.
Not eight. Oh, wow. I wonder.
Yeah. Over $800,000.
What her husband thinks.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the status of their relationship. Yeah, I don't know the status of the relationship. But anyways, there's your setting the bar story. If you're thinking of divorcing your millionaire husband for Brad Pitt, make sure he's real first.
Okay. Yeah. He needs to show up at your house. And even then, I'd be skeptical.
It's like the scene from the classic movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where he thinks that Ferris is joking about his grandmother dying. He's like, well, roll her old bones on over here.
Exactly. Oh,
okay, so there you go. That is your setting the bar story.
Bless her heart.
Yep, on 99.7 DJX.